I can't wait to get out in our large studio. We're actually, as you can imagine, if you've seen our studios, we could not nearly fit 16 players and all of the bells there. And we're going to have them with us in just a moment. Joining us, the Three Rivers Ringers. I know that Dick and Judy are looking forward to hearing them, and a number of other listeners who called. And we'll talk a little bit, too, about the art of ringing. Here now joining us at the Saturday Light Brigade, the Three Rivers Ringers. Wow, the Three Rivers Ringers here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and that is amazing to watch. It was amazing to listen to, and I'm going to talk with Andrew here for a moment, who is the conductor today, and I'm going to ask you to explain something I'm sure you've been asked to explain many, many times.
kind of how this all works, how you rehearse, and maybe a little bit about the history, too, of not only your group, but just this kind of playing. I can't even imagine how you would score something like this, let alone play it.
Well, the best way to answer your first question about how do you score this music, it's like a piano score on steroids. It's taking a piano piece that you would normally play with 10 fingers, and we play it with 16 people, that past piece. So if you can imagine, you can only hold about 2 to 4 bells per hand. So, but you know, if you're a pianist, you've got 10 fingers, you can do a lot more. So it takes that many people to play a piece of that magnitude. My colleague Nancy Lutz, who's the artistic director of the organization, can speak a little bit better to our history and the history of handbells as well. She's nationally renowned in the field of handbells and in our industry, and she's definitely the person to give you the history part of this.
Now, before we talk with her, just how many bells are there today, bells and chimes?
That's a really good question. It actually depends piece by piece. We use different instruments for each piece. A good guess would be close to 150 to 200.
Okay.
Individual instruments we have here today.
And do they cover, each is a different note, or are some the same note?
So that's a really good question.
And I don't mean separated by an octave. I guess what I'm asking is, compared with a piano can make 88 particular tones, I guess. How many, roughly, is it twice the number?
No, it's the same. We have one bell for each piano key, essentially, if you want to think of it in that way. We have a couple different instruments. We have hand bells and we have hand chimes that you heard in that same piece. The hand chimes were that more muted sound. And those are just like piano keys as well. There's one instrument for every key in the keyboard. So when you start thinking of that scope, you can imagine how many bells and chimes you would see us play in the course of a concert. It's probably close to 150 to 200 separate instruments.
Makes complete sense. It's kind of like an orchestra. It is an orchestra, in fact. I have one more question to you, then I'm going to talk to the world-renowned Nancy. How did you get involved in this?
So I personally got involved in this close to 20 years ago when I was in middle school. There was a church group that played handbells, and I thought it looked cool, so I joined. And then when I came to Pittsburgh for college, started ringing with a couple other groups in the area, became more involved with more advanced ensembles. And then in 2010, five ringers, including myself, wanted to start an organization that allowed us to play more advanced songs and repertoire. Our goal was to play with an orchestra, and we thought it would take us 10 years to get there. We did it in 5, which is pretty amazing. We played with the Pittsburgh Symphony last December, and we'll be with them this December, too. So that's how I got involved. And, you know, I'm a composer and arranger and conductor with the group, and I ring with them as well, do a little bit of everything with the ensemble. So, but that's me, and that's how I got involved with ringing.
Great. We'll talk with each of you at some point. I hope we'll get a chance to. But let's go to the aforementioned Nancy Lutz, who's just all smiles. And can you tell me a little bit about the history? And good morning.
Good morning. The history of handbells or the history of this organization?
Both.
Both. Okay. Handbells. You know, in England, they have tower bells. And they're very serious about their tower bells in England. And they do something called change ringing. And they have maybe 4 to 6 to 8 bells that hang in a tower. And they ring them in a mathematical pattern. Now, learning to do that is very difficult. And the patterns can be very complicated. And some of them take hours to ring the entire pattern. So, a couple hundred years ago, people started, thinking, well, the towers are drafty and they're cold and we annoy the neighbors and practicing. So they developed little bells that they could sit in the pub or inside the church and practice. And that's the origin of handbells. And in America, we have really embraced this instrument as a way to play tunes.
Interesting. So that definitely is sort of necessity, being the mother of invention, and now you've got an instrument. Now, how did the Three Rivers Ringers come to be?
Well, we kind of had our origin in a pub too. I direct at Mount Lebanon United Methodist Church, and the more advanced ensemble there, there were a group of us that really wanted to develop and talk about a community handbell group. So we started going down the street to our neighborhood pub after rehearsals, on our Monday night rehearsals. And it eventually got down to like a group of five people, and we started our conversations in about April, let's say. By December, we had incorporated, we had raised a little bit of money, we borrowed the bells from the church, we borrowed the tables and all the equipment from the church, and we had our first concert in December.
That's pretty quick. That was 8 months, 7 months?
Yes, that was 6 years ago in 2010.
My goodness, you've really evolved. Well, we want to hear more from the group, and also make sure that we have time to hear from each member, too. Now, the first song that you played is one of those songs everybody's, I know that. What's the name of that? That Western thing. What was that song?
So that was the theme from the 1960 movie The Magnificent Seven.
And what are you about to play? Oh, we're going to recognize this if it's the one I see.
You're going to recognize this. We're going to do two selections from the movie Mary Poppins, Chim Chim Cheree and A Spoonful of Sugar.
Once again, listen to the Three Rivers Ringers. I think we have 12 members playing on this one. There, again, you have the Three Rivers Ringers. I just put a picture of them up on our Facebook page if you're wondering what they look like. I'm sure they have a website that you can go to as well, Andrew.
It's threeriversringers.org, and that's three all spelled out. So the word three and the riversringers.org.
Now, I saw some people sort of shake their head when I said we're going to meet each person. You didn't think I saw you, but I did. And there were actually 13, I think, people playing on the last number, not 12. I think precision matters in this business, so I wanted to be sure I got that right. As they get ready to get set for the next song they're going to play, I'm going to come around and just ask you if you just want to, if you care to introduce yourself and let us know the community you're from, and maybe how long you've been with the group, and if you would like to send along a greeting to anybody, this is a great time to do it. If you don't want to do it, well, you'll have, no, you can, you don't have to. Hello.
Hi, my name's Linda. I've been with the group since it started, and I'm from Little Washington.
Hi, my name is Bjorn. I've been with the group. This is my second year, and I'm from Allison Park.
I'm Dan Fernandez. I've been with the group since the beginning, one of the founders, and I live in Squirrel Hill.
My name is Deb Artem. I've been with the group. This is my third year now, and I live in Brookline.
Hi, my name is Beth Dakin, and I've been with the group since the beginning, and I live in Allison Park also.
I'm Allison. I've been with the group from the beginning. I'm from Mount Lebanon.
Hi, I'm Linda Minotti. I'm one of the founding members. I've been with the beginning. Thank you. In Mount Lebanon, it's my home.
Matt Adler, I've been with the group since the beginning. I live in Crafton, and I want to give a shout out to my wife and my son and my parents.
What's your son's name?
Brogan.
Good morning. I'm Cindy Donahoe. I've been with the group since the beginning, and I live in Mount Lebanon.
A lot of original members here, the original cast.
Hi, I'm Liz Peters. I've been here for 3 years. I live in Mount Lebanon, and I'm reading with my mom.
Oh, look at this. And they've separated you a little bit. Is that just based on, it's just the way it happened to work? You've also got this thing that isn't a bell, that's a chime. Is that right? Can you... That's amazing. Yeah, the bell has timber, I guess we would call that, a different timber. Hello.
Hi, I'm Bobby. I live in South Park, and I've been with the group since the beginning.
Nice to meet you, and we've got two or three more members, and then we'll wrap up the show. No.
Hi, I'm Lisa Falcione. I've been with the group 4 years, and I live in Marshall Township.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, my name is Megan. I've been with the group for 4 years, and I'm in Blonox, PA.
One of the things I love is the range of voices and neighborhoods that we have, the range of voices, neighborhoods, all sorts of people here. Hello.
Hi, Samantha DeFurio, and I have been with the team since the very beginning, and I live in the South Hills, Mount Lebanon, or Bethel Park. Oops, sorry. Grew up in Mount Lebanon, live in Bethel now, and hopefully Charlotte is waking up from her nap right now.
Hi, Charlotte. Yes, you know, if you're from Mount Lebanon, you've got a passport that you use as you...
You don't cross bridges either.
My name is Jeffrey Funk, and I've been with the group since the beginning, and I live in Penn Hills.
And we've got one more person we didn't say hello to. Hello.
I'm Sarah Boyce. This is my second year with the group. I live in Washington, and I'm also ringing with my mother today.
How nice. Where's your mom? Oh, there she is. Excellent. Well, it's nice to have you both here. You've got a number of events coming up, too, and we'll go over that schedule after our next song, I think. Nancy Lutz is in front of the podium now. Oh, not... Yeah, yes, it is you. It is Nancy. I did check my notes for a minute. The famous Nancy Lutz. And where are you from?
I live in Mount Lebanon also.
Okay. And is this another one we're going to recognize, do you think?
Probably. It's from The Little Mermaid, Under the Sea.
Under the Sea. Here again, the Three Rivers Ringers. Thank you. There they are again, the Three Rivers Fringers. And we're doing this in a hall today without a live studio audience. So you keep wondering where the applause is. You'll get a chance to applaud them when they do a couple shows that are coming up. First of all, they're going to be performing this afternoon at Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. You know, we figured one mobilization for them. They've brought all the bells in. Who is the person? Is that Allison? Who handles all of the logistics?
Logistics person is Matt.
Okay, because Matt is quite good at what he does.
Yes, he is. we could.
There's the applause.
Yes, we did. We discovered it after our first year that we really had to assign someone to make sure that we had everything we need when we go to a site.
Well, and it's really remarkable because there are things first of all, you probably would think about the transport of the bells, but it's not like you put them all in a gunny sack and sling them over your head. These are expensive musical instruments. But secondly, you have tables that are covered with a fabric that's appropriate, but also have padding beneath them to do the thunk that you might need to do at the end of a song, much like a piano. I love that analogy. You would have the felted wood strip. So you really have to build an entire set anywhere you go. There are music stands and music to read. It's really incredible, everything that it takes to put you together. And that's one reason why at 1 o'clock they'll be here at the Children's Museum. And then again at 2 o'clock, coincidental that they'll be set up in the exact same space. They're set up here now in the theater right outside of our studio. And then you have a concert tomorrow in Harwich at Our Lady of Victory at 6:30. And then a week from tomorrow at 5 o'clock at Beverly Heights Presbyterian Church in Mount Lebanon. And that's a special benefit concert, from what I understand, for Andrew Evans, the son of Donald Evans Jr. And that sounds like a very special concert tomorrow. It's nice that you're doing that.
Yes, it will be very nice to support this young man. His father died recently.
And I said tomorrow, actually, the benefit is the 22nd.
Yes, yes. We're in Harwich tomorrow, which is near Cheswick.
And let's see, this is for the Andrew Evans Education Fund, I see. So we'll look for that. And there are some other events that are a little bit later on in the year. I would imagine you get really busy in late November and December.
Oh, yes. And we spent most of 2 weeks of our lives last December at Heinz Hall, because we were invited to participate in the Holiday Pops with the Pittsburgh Symphony, and we've been invited back this year. We'll be doing the same thing, 7 concerts.
Now, do some of your players do this full time? They're all laughing at me.
It only seems that way sometimes. No, they all, you know, if you were to read their bios, they all have jobs, and a couple of us are retired, but they all work, and they come and they do this after, you know, last night after work. They show up at the church at 6 o'clock and play a full concert.
Well, how do you practice?
We rehearse on Sunday nights, and they're 3-hour rehearsals.
It's got to take a lot of time to master these songs and just the art of playing. Do you ever switch off parts just so that, I don't know, to either stay nimble or to make sure you're working both sides of your body or however?
Yes, we move people around practically every song. They're in different positions. For the bass bell ringers, those bells are really heavy, so it's nice to give them a break to either sit out a piece or move up to the smaller bells. And it's good. It's better for them musically and, you know, for their own personal development if they move around.
I would think so. Speaking of the bass bells, why don't we go from, if I may, can we play the lowest note you're capable of? Oh, not if it means getting out another bell. I'm sorry. You could just play the lowest one you have out.
Okay.
Wow. Now, this bell is maybe 15 inches in diameter.
It's about 16 pounds and roughly about a foot in diameter.
16 pounds. Wow. No wonder you're wearing gloves. Just about everybody here has a glove or a fingerless glove on. Now, I'm going to the exact opposite end of the U. Now, this is my speed. I like this one. This is a little less than a shot glass.
It's a church communion glass.
Oh, forgive me. It's a church communion glass. It actually looks like the Monopoly token that is a thimble. I could tie that around my cat's neck. So what a range that are here among the bells and chimes of the Three Rivers Ringers. Now, you recognized Under the Sea. I think you're going to recognize the next one, too, if you're ready. I want to be sure.
Yes. This is Pink Panther by Henry Mancini, who is a native of Western Pennsylvania. He was born in Cleveland, but he moved here and grew up in Aliquippa.
Yeah, he always says he's from L.A., but people don't realize he means L.A. Quippa, so.
Very good, very good.
Here they are, again, the Three Rivers Riggers. So nice to hear these songs as arranged for handbells and chimes. Do you think, Nancy, could you do just about any song? I imagine you could. Some might sound better than others, but I mean, could any song be arranged for a handbell choir?
Well, some things are more appropriate than others. You know, we are so fortunate because Andy C., who's the associate conductor, is a wonderful arranger, and when we really want to have something, he just gets out his computer and, you know, does it, puts it down on paper for us.
Yeah, it's really fun. Yeah, you hear, as I think about it, an orchestra might record a Rolling Stones song, and it sounds a little unusual, but it's doable. Music is music, but it's really fun to hear some of these more whimsical songs, but they're sacred songs you can do too. Again, I wanted to mention there's the Children's Museum concerts, which are going to be today at 1 and at 2 o'clock, each about 20 minutes, and of course suitable for families since at the museums. By the way, Natalie, thank you for your note. I'm glad you're enjoying the performances on the radio today. Then tomorrow at Our Lady of Victory in Harwich at 6:30, and then a very special benefit on May 22nd to the Beverly Heights Presbyterian Church at 5 o'clock for the Andrew Evans Education Fund. Andrew is the son of Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra musician Donald Evans Jr., who recently passed away, and proceeds will benefit the education of his son, Andrew Evans. Three Rivers Ringers is a nonprofit organization, and you can learn more about them at three, spelled out, riversringers.org, and I'm sure they would appreciate your donations and support and any kind of support you can give them. We're going to do two more selections. The one they're going to close with is a perfect one for today, so make sure you listen all the way through. But the next one is another popular selection.
Yes, we're back to Disney again. Pirates of the Caribbean. Three Rivers Ringers. It was really fun to watch the percussion playing the bell of the bell with mallets on that one. And this seems, I don't think it'll be a crass question. How's that for getting you wondering what's about to come out of my mouth? But people may be wondering, we must be looking at tens of thousands of dollars worth of bells here. Is a bell, I'm guessing a bell must be $500 or more dollars. Is there a rough price? I have no idea. The biggest bell we have now costs $6,300.
Wow. What about that? What about the little shot glass?
And the case is additional. Yes, $63 for the and another $350 for the case.
Now, are the smaller ones less expensive?
Yes, the very tiny ones. The cost starts going up again. I think they cost around close to $300 a piece, but the ones sort of in the middle range, they're the least expensive, and they're maybe $250 a piece.
It's kind of like cars. The really big fancy ones are expensive. The little tiny ones can be a lot. But wow, and you really need to take care of them. Is in addition to having proper padding as you play and proper cases. Are there maintenance that need to be done on them? I know that sounds strange, but do you polish them or tune them or replace the rubber around the clapper? Is it a clapper? Am I getting
that
right?
Yes. Interesting that you should ask that. Yes, we do. We keep them polished steadily. But when we were doing the sound check today, we broke a restraining spring in the biggest bell.
We're not liable.
Now, we carry replacement parts because it means that bell is not is able to function at all to be played because the clapper's just flapping in there instead of behaving properly.
Is there somebody that can fix it?
Yes.
Okay. Good, because I would feel terrible about that. Have you all ever had to go through airport security with your bells?
Not yet.
That would be an interesting... You know, we had a tuba player from out of town who he carried the springs to the valves of his tuba in his pocket, and they were confiscated. And he was able to get them at Volkwines, but he played a gig with Home Depot springs in his tuba before he could get the Volkwines, and his fingers were really sore from having done that. But it's been wonderful to have you here. I hope you'd consider coming back sometime, and I hope people also will come here to the Children's Museum this afternoon to see you as well as hear you at 1 and 2 o'clock, and that they'll go to your website and take a look at what you're up to. Is there anything you'd like to mention that I may have neglected to ask you?
Well, you know, if you come to one of our full concerts, you'll hear at least this many more pieces. We're playing about half of our concert here today.
And if somebody is listening that would like to explore doing this, can he or she? May he or she?
Yes, this is an audition group, and we will have auditions for new ringers in late August. You will eventually be able to get that information at our website, which we have said is 3riversringers.org. And you need to be really good.
And I would imagine we're, I can't imagine what the farm system is for ringers.
Yes, the farm system are the church choirs, church handbell ensembles.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So you should not come just saying, I think I can.
Right. Yeah, chances are you can't.
Well, it's interesting because there are probably people, and this is true. I mean, I have people that look at me and say, well, that can't be that difficult. That people probably think, you know, they ring. All they're doing is ringing bells, you know. But, I mean, there's an awful lot of art and training and just musicality. This is, you are all masters of the instruments that are before you. This is nothing frivolous or, and people probably, because people think of bells as, you know, things you ring for dinner, right?
Well, yeah, that's a different kind of bell.
I mean, I know, I didn't mean to say that was, I meant people sometimes, they're more familiar with bells that are used in, for things other than musical instruments.
Yeah, it's a very difficult instrument to play well. If you think about the piano keyboard and you take, say you take a middle C and the note above it, which is a D, that is one person's position at the table. One person has those two bells and the sharps and the flats that go with those two bells. So it takes 13 to 15 people to play all this music. So if you think that you would sit at a piano keyboard and put all of these people on their two little notes, think how hard that would be to play something that made any musical sense.
Yeah, and you know, you have to do it with 15 or 16 different brains too, all controlling. That coordination has to be incredible. Well, thank you very much. And you've got this oh-so-appropriate song to close with. And we thank Andy, and I can't thank you enough for being here.
Thank you so much for having us. We like being here.
Once again, our pleasure to introduce Nancy Lutz, whose voice you just heard, and the entire group of the Three Rivers Ringers.
Thank you.